I don't know any mamas.
That's okay. What was and so your grandfather on your father's side, he was a rancher, and but also worked in a
he
store.
He owned the store, yeah. And then he was the oldest one of the children.
Uh-huh.
So when my great grandfather was, you know, he hurt himself, and so he passed away, and so my grandpa said, "I'll take care of the ranch." So that's when they moved on the ranch in 1910.
Okay. Okay. Now, and he was also, is that right? He was also on your...
This is my, on my
mother's side.
No. Grandmother's side.
And his name was
Bacchus.
Bacchus. Now, he was the marshal in Central City.
No, Black Hawk.
In Black Hawk. Which are, they're real close. They're about a mile apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you and your husband, I'm wondering, do you, in your life, belonged to any, you mentioned the church. Did you belong to any other social organizations? Or?
I belong to Eastern Star.
Okay, to the Eastern Star.
And Aiden belongs to the Masons.
Okay. How about your parents? Did they belong
no.
to anything? Okay. Okay. Do you know...
My mother was on the school board, the high school board, for a long time.
22.
I think
terms.
22 years she was on the high school board.
Mm-hmm. She got a plaque for it.
Okay. Your father's, do you know anything about your father's schooling? How far did he get along?
Eighth grade.
Okay. Uh-huh. It's like my grandfather. That's uh-huh. how far he went.
I went to the ninth.
Okay.
He.
I graduated from Cole Junior High School with the nigger's daughter.
My father went to the Blackhawk School,
mm-hmm.
and I did. But at the time he and my uncle went to the Blackhawk School, they took them 2 years to get through the seventh and eighth grades, and then they were almost qualified for high sophomores in mm-hmm. high school. See,
yeah.
They were good teachers.
Now your father's side of your family, where were they from originally over in Europe? Do you know?
Cornwall.
They were from Cornwall, so they were what? Cornish.
Oh my, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah, and I can't tell you exactly. I know because Jim's writing up the family tree, but I can't tell you what's
that's something. Okay. But they were from Cornwall. That's
oh yes. Huh?
And how about your mother's side of the family? Where were they from? Do you know?
England and France.
England and France.
Reno, she come from right. France.
Yeah. Her name is Reno.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then she shortened it.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, that's really interesting.
They were in the royalty.
Yeah. That is a prominent French name. It sure is.
Is somebody coming in? Or is he just starting up his equipment?
Yeah, maybe. Now, did y'all have any offspring?
No.
Didn't?
Uh-uh.
Okay. No. Okay. And did you have brothers and sisters?
No. I was an only child.
Well, only child, okay.
That's why they said this marriage never lasts. I'm an only child, too.
Okay. There's some things I just, you mentioned you call your father
Jimmy.
But what was a formal name? What would most people in those days would have called their parents, called them what?
I think the Cornish always called them Jimmy.
Mm, mm.
You see, I had an uncle just 2 years older than I that belonged to my grandfather,
mm-hmm.
grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
He was 2 years older than I.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Jack, and Grandpa's name was John.
Mm-hmm.
So it was John, Jim, Jack, and Jean.
Mm.
And that's what the old Swedish lady used to say, Jan, Jim, Jack, and Jean.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But my dad always called me Jenny, because that was always the Cornish way of saying Jean.
Okay.
Jim.
Jim. They always call me Jim.
Okay. Uh-huh.